Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Royal Court News Review. I am Jen Bachman here with Cassandra Callahan. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, Jen. How are you doing?
Good. And we have Jenny Berger here with us as well. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Jen.
And we are missing Cindy Ellicott tonight. She is wrapping up a Disney and Universal trip, so we will miss her, but excited to hear about her travels when she gets back. So as we start the show today, I hear we've got a fundraiser coming up and just wanted to make sure we spend a few minutes talking about that. So Jenny or Cassandra, could one of you, I know you're both on the Dubs Community Alliance board and have a lot of good information for us. Can one of you tell us what's going on with the fundraiser?
Sure, Jen. We at the Dubs Community Alliance have worked to put together a special fundraiser to benefit the Kroll family, who are very present in our Disney community, our Disney group of Epcot and the Dubs, or the WDW Review. And on September 10th at 5 p.m. Central Time, we are going to do a 3-hour live show. But before we do that, on September 5th, we are going to have a fundraising website open up. And on that website, we're going to have 5 huge, magnificent baskets that will be up for auction. And those baskets can include the bodacious Bucky's basket. So everything in that basket is Bucky's themed. Like, yes, the gas station. We'll have a Canadian goodie basket. Treats from West Virginia to include ornaments and glass. You know, there's like specialty glass and treats. We also have a 50th anniversary Disney basket. So a few things in there from the 50th anniversary. And then we're also going to have a Dubs basket with specially signed autographs from Stacey Nyman. So with that, so we'll have those baskets up for auction. The auction will be open for 5 days, and then that will end on September 10th during the live stream. But in addition to that, we are also hosting a raffle. So with that raffle is going to be a 2-night stay in the new Grand Floridian Resort Studios. That 2-night stay will be February 10th and February 11th. So Valentine's Day weekend. And I can't remember the pricing for the raffles, the raffle tickets, but they are pretty inexpensive. So it doesn't require a lot of money. It all goes to a great cause, and you have your chance to win a weekend down at Disney World and the new resort studios at Grand Floridian. So that will also be drawn at the end of the 3-hour live stream. So that's what we have awesome. Going on.
And it's now, really important to note with that DVC stay that the dates cannot be changed. So,
right.
And that disclaimer is on the website when you go to buy your raffle tickets, but just to put it out there now, I mean, it's a great weekend, Valentine's Day weekend.
Anyway. Right.
Why would
it's
you
be a highly desirable it? Weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's the weekend before my anniversary. Day. So if you guys want to tell my husband to enter, that'd be cool.
All right.
Yep.
So this will be an auction. I know we did an auction. Was it last year? I feel like time is flying on us.
It was last year, and that was a very successful auction. So I feel like we just keep getting better and better.
Yep. So really looking forward to this. And now I'm a procrastinator, so I just want to be clear for other procrastinators. Can you bid throughout the live show, or when exactly do the bids close? Because I want to make sure you have to have strategy. You have to get in there at the right time.
Right. So I would be prepared to place your bids at the beginning of the live stream show. I don't want to answer you incorrectly, Jen. I don't know. You know what? It closes 15 minutes before the end of the live stream.
Perfect. Perfect.
I've forgotten that.
I don't want to say I'm still bitter about missing out at the last minute last year, but I'm coming in with a hot strategy this year. So,
yeah,
we'll see how we do. All right.
Sounds great. And I know I'm excited.
Then one other thing I think when we think about DCA, I was thinking about this just or today, and I always forget. But isn't there something if you go to Amazon a lot, there's you go to the Smiles Amazon, you can select it as your organization.
You
can. I actually have my Amazon set up for that too. And every little bit counts. It adds up.
So what you would do is you'd make your, instead of going directly straight to Amazon.com, you would just type in AmazonSmiles.com. And even if you want to put the items in your cart, as I've learned at Amazon, you can then go over to Amazon Smiles and everything pre-populates in your cart there. And so then our Dubs Community Association will then benefit from that. Whoever we are fundraising for will then benefit. So every purchase counts towards benefiting our group.
Yeah, and that doesn't cost you anything extra. And I don't know about your houses, but the Amazon guy or gal is at my house multiple times a day. Which, working from home, I get to see them regularly, and now they know me by name. So I know I'm not the only one.
And I'm trying to find it. There's an option, and I'm sitting here trying to scroll through my app, and it's taking forever. But there is an option to enable Amazon Smile on your app. If you're like me and hate dealing with the browser, you just use your apps for everything. They do have that option now, so you can enable it for the app.
Great. And I think there's actually full instructions if you go to the DCA page. If you're hearing this and are interested and want to join in on that, there's full instructions on the DCA Facebook page that I think there's a video you could watch. So great. Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the live show and hopefully winning some awesome merch, whether it's Bucky's or not. We'll see.
All right. Well, I'm counting on that 2-night stay at Grand Floridian.
Think I'm the only person that not have gone to Bucky's yet.
I haven't been to Bucky's, and when a certain person was shopping at Bucky's, I got no love. Like not even like an extra bag of Beaver Nuggets in the
But I
mail.
fa yeah, Beaver Nuggets. But I FaceTimed you to show,
Yes,
the
you did. You
craziness, the madness.
FaceTimed to show me everything I couldn't have.
And then I didn't send you anything. I know, I'm
Nothing.
terrible.
You are. That's all right.
All right. Well, hopefully, maybe Jenny can win that basket and get
Maybe I
over her
will win
Bucky's
it.
envy.
Right? And I'll go live and show everybody me eating the Beaver Nuggets or something and be the envy of everyone else.
If that's not bonus content, I don't know what is, Jenny.
See? I'm full of ideas.
Well, I know we have some news to get to. So, Cassandra, I'm going to turn it over to you to kick us off with the news for this month.
So I wanted to talk about some annual pass holder news. Disney recently released an offering in which Disney World annual pass holders can save up to 25% on rooms at select Disney resort hotels for stays most nights from October 23rd, 2022 through December 25th, 2022. So some resorts qualify for 25% off, while others qualify for 20% off, 15% off. And I believe Pop Century was the one that qualified for 10% off. This is, of course, subject to availability for the offer. So even though I have a stay at Pop Century for November 5th through the 13th, there was no availability when I went to go see if I could qualify. So, but there may be many more people out there. Check the availability, or if you have it booked, check to see if there might be a resort you want to change to that you would, have wanted to try out, and now it's going to cost you less than where you would be staying. And then additionally, from September 14th through October 14th, they have increased the merchandise discount for annual pass holders from 20 to 30%. So I'm pretty upset that we will be missing this merchandise discount because we are heading down this weekend. And it is, August 29th, and we're going to miss it by 10 days. So 30% off of merchandise discounts, pretty good.
Yeah, I will be there during that time, and I'm going to have to set aside some extra souvenir budget.
Yeah, for sure. So maybe
All
it's a
right.
good thing that I'm not going to be there for that.
If there's something you really want, let me know and I'll mail it to you.
Well, have you seen the new Vans collection that they just released?
I have
I
not.
love that new collection. Oh my
You haven't
goodness.
seen it, Jen?
Oh, you got to look it up.
Oh, it's, Disney kind of, they're questionable sometimes on their
They're clever.
merchandise styling.
Yeah.
This is a good collection. Check it out.
All right. I'll have to check it out. All
Yeah,
right.
that's what
So,
I got.
I want to talk a little bit about enchantment. So, everyone's most divisive fireworks show, probably. Just a quick note here on the time change. So, it has been at 9:20. A week or so ago, they rolled it back to 9 o'clock. And now, if you're watching calendars, starting October 17th, they have it starting at 8:15. And so, if you went in and made dining reservations based on what the calendar was, you may want to check, or even if you're planning on showing up to the park right before fireworks starts, just be aware and always double check the time. Usually they don't roll it forward that early until after daylight savings, but it looks like they did it a little bit in advance this time. So starting October 17th, as of this recording, it is at 8:15. So just wanted to make everybody aware of that so you guys can be mindful with your plans for those of you who have trips coming up.
Jen, I did want to, while you were talking that, it dawned on me, something that I don't know that we're going to talk about tonight. Did you see where they updated Enchantment with Walt and Mickey? So I just wanted to throw that in there
I
that,
did. I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. And unfortunately, well, fortunately, unfortunately, when we're down, in Disney and a few days we're going to be at Top of the World Lounge to watch the fireworks, but not close enough to see the projections. But I would like to see that, and I'm glad that they did that. I know a lot of people, other people are happy that they did that as well. So
Yeah, I saw that. I'm excited. I'm hoping my kids hold out. Sometimes we just don't make it with the best of intentions, but excited to see the newer version. All right, Jenny.
All right. So keeping in the theme of celebrations, big news that just came out, the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary celebration has finally announced an end date. The end date will be March 31st, 2023. So if you haven't gone down yet to see everything that they've put in place for the 50th anniversary, or tried all the special limited edition anniversary snacks, you still have a few months left, but March 31st will be the last date of the anniversary celebration. And I don't know how I feel about that. Like, part of me, because we've seen it several times at this point, I'm kind of like ready for it to be over, because to me, I've seen it. But at the same time, I do love all the whole the iridescent and
I do
all
like the
the,
iridescent as well.
I really like that. I think it's pretty. So I don't know.
I'm thankful that they extended this out for such a long time for people that are not able to make it down to Disney, or is it if it, that it's a once in a lifetime trip, of course for us we're fortunate enough to be there often. So it's kind of like, oh, okay, it was great, glad they did it. But it's nice that they extended it out for so long
It
because it
is.
is a beautiful, celebration, so to speak. I like the iridescent.
Yeah, I do
So
too.
I'm curious as to what they're going to do with the castle, to be honest. Like, are they going to take the not the ribbon on the
Yeah.
turrets off, that kind of thing, the deck decor off of
Maybe.
the yeah,
Maybe. I
so
don't know. And, speaking of the castle, and I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to give these people any publicity, but there is a TikToker out there that is spreading rumor that at the end of the anniversary celebration, they're actually taking the castle down. Now, I would hope nobody would actually believe it, But given the tens of thousands of reactions they've had, I don't know. So I want to make it very clear that if you happen to come across this unsaid TikToker, no, Disney is not getting rid of Cinderella's castle
That
at
would
the
be
end of the
bananas.
50th celebration. Can you imagine? There's always
Yeah.
satire out there, but
Yeah.
just in case, I happened to
Yeah.
see that today and I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
If I see a bulldozer, Jenny, though, I'm going to hold you to the fire. If I see a
Yeah.
bulldozer on Main Street, I'm. But Jenny said it
Right? No, I'm never. I don't. I think it's a safe bet that it's never going to
Yeah,
happen.
that's
But
pretty crazy.
I know.
Yep.
I was going to say for the merch, if you guys haven't bought them yet, I was a holdout. But the 50th anniversary satin pajamas are where it's at. It is by far some of the fa my favorite merch I've ever purchased, and I really will be excited wearing them on my trip next month. I've asked my husband to take pictures of me wearing them around the Grand Floridian because I have no shame. So I'm
Are
just
they on Shop
saying,
Disney? Can you buy them on Shop Disney?
I don't know. I bought them in Epcot,
Okay.
and I've seen them in the Emporium as well, but just that they're excellent. So I need to buy a backup pair for when I wear this pair out.
Right.
You should. You really should. It's important to stock up because after March, they're not going to be there.
That's right.
All right. So I am hopping over to Disney Cruise Line. I'm going to be talking about Disney Cruise Line actually quite a bit tonight. So, but I wanted to talk about traditional meet and greets. I thought back in March when they announced that traditional meet and greets were returning, it would include Disney Cruise Line. So we actually had a cruise in April and got on board. Very excited to be cruising. Regardless. And lo and behold, the meet and greets with characters were still distanced. So no hugs, no autographs, none of that. But it has been announced that as of August 29th, today, August 29th, distance meet and greets will be a thing of the past as a whole. So on Disney Cruise Line, be prepared to hug Captain Mickey and Captain Minnie. So very excited about this. Another reason why I'm excited about this is it brings such great photo ops and memories. They really costume up the characters on the cruise lines. If we ever take a maritime cruise, there's Santa Goofy in the Santa outfit. And I just picture that for a Christmas card for my family. So I think that would be amazing. But so I'm very excited about that.
I'm excited about that too. I mean, we just
Yeah.
got off the Fantasy a couple of weeks ago, and so of course they didn't
Right.
have it yet. Everything was
Yeah.
social distanced, and it was kind of a bummer, you know? But we
Right.
did get a couple kisses blown at us from Captain Mickey, so that was nice.
Yeah.
So they won't hug you, but they'll blow the COVID at you, is what you're saying, Jenny.
They will. They will blow
Here
it
you
to
go,
me.
Jenny.
COVID for all.
Well, keeping up with some changes, we've got some booking changes to talk about. So these are really specific to room-only reservations. So it used to be that you could book a room-only reservation 499 days out. But as of August 19th, that has changed. And now Disney is only allowing you to book through what they call their annual product release. So currently, you can book room or packages through December 31st, 2023. But if you do the quick math, you can tell you used to be able to book much further than that for the room-only reservations. The thing about this that I think may challenge a few people is they don't usually release the following year's dates until around late spring, so maybe even early June sometimes. That's summer to me, but I guess it's late spring officially. And so you may wind up waiting longer than you would have previously, especially if you're looking for that room only reservation. If you are not a planner and don't think about trips, you know, a year or so out, this will not affect you. But there is definitely a population that was booking that far out for those room only. So that's a big change in the booking process.
You know, I'm trying to think of the biggest benefit of that, and the only thing I can truly think of is price increases, kind of like locking in your room rates. But, you know, because we know that Disney increases annually.
Yeah, it's that. And
So.
I think availability for certain resorts. I know, you know, we have a camper and we've done Fort Wilderness. Fort Wilderness is crazy sometimes to try to get a site at. So I
Yeah.
know those folks that go there frequently were usually tapping into that room only, or I guess in that case, site only option.
Right. I'm a planner. I mean, you know, we're Disney Vacation Club members, all three of us. So you have to be a planner. 499 days is a little bit further than I usually would plan. You know, we're 11 month mark kind of people. So chances are if I booked at 499, I'm going to end up changing it.
Yeah,
Same.
Yeah.
fair, but it's a change nonetheless.
It is a change. And I'm sure there are people that are upset about it.
You know, speaking of change and people being upset about things, starting November 1st, Tusker House in Animal Kingdom is going back to the traditional buffet. So, since they've reopened, they have been family style, which I realized I absolutely love. So, I am having a little struggle with this change. It's been so nice. It's our favorite, one of our favorite character meals in Disney World. And we, you know, whenever we go to Animal Kingdom, it's our breakfast that morning, but it has been really, really nice not worrying about being in the buffet line, trying to keep an eye when did the characters come into your section. I got a little spoiled, but they are going back to buffet November 1st. We're still going to eat there. It's our annual, you know, tradition or whatever, but anybody that was really into that family style, you only got until December, no, October, sorry, October 31st to get your family style in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that you may have been in the minority, you know, being upset about this news. But when you mention not having to worry, because Audrey's not going to get up and get her plate, I'm going to be the one up to get her
Right.
plate. You know what I mean? So, you know, I would be missing the characters, or more importantly, I would be missing her experience with the characters.
Right.
So, you know, 50-50
Yeah.
split, I think. You know,
Right.
I'm excited for the return of normalcy, although it's nice not for, you know, for everybody not to touch the same tongs to get their food. But
You know what? See, that part hadn't even occurred to me. Just, you know, it was the whole, it was nice not being on character watch, you know, like
yeah.
you were at your table, but.
I'm actually surprised it took so long. We did Beer Garden last Thanksgiving, and they were full buffet at that point with
Right.
everyone touching shared tongs.
I was
So
surprised
I was
too.
really surprised to see that.
I was hoping that maybe it meant it was like a permanent change since they hadn't come back yet, but that's all
Yeah.
right. Topolino's. If you want family style character or garden grill, you can still get it there.
Yeah.
Well, we're well, family style, yes. We're holding out
Think
hope for
Garden
Garden
Grill has
Grill.
a
The Garden Girl has the what, Jen?
I think Garden Grill has the best character interaction.
They do have
They
great.
do. The last time we went there, the characters probably came by five or six times and they were dancing with my kids. Chip reached over and was like covering my eyes and messing with my head while I was trying to have a conversation. So it's definitely a different experience. Whereas last time Tusker House, I don't know if we were just in a bad seat, but we wound up like being totally done with breakfast and only seeing half the characters. So I think
Yeah, that's
it's
a
just, you know,
bummer.
those bigger places are hit or miss. So Garden
Really
Grill
are.
is meh on the food, but You know, I wish I can combine the Tusker House food with the character interaction at Garden Grill.
I would like to see Garden Girl's breakfast come back because their breakfast is good.
That's what I'm hoping at holding out for. Crystal Palace breakfast and Garden Grill breakfast. I'm a Topolino's breakfast girl all the
Oh, yes.
way, but I loved Garden Grill breakfast and Crystal Palace breakfast. So, yep. So fingers crossed. I know that I hope this isn't on y'all's list, but Hollywood and Vine went back to a buffet, I think, as of last night. So, yep. So we'll see. But moving on, I have additional Disney Cruise Line news. So in addition to the hugs happening on board, as of September 2nd, Disney Cruise Line will only require guests 12 and over to be fully vaccinated. Children who are 11 and under are not required to be vaccinated, but will still need to test 1 to 3 days before sailing. And while those children, 11 and under, had to be tested 1 to 3 days before sailing, they would also have to be tested at port. But now they no longer need to be tested at port. So only the one-time testing, 1 to 3 days before sailing. And then, so most recently, Disney announced that COVID testing will not be required for fully vaccinated guests beginning September 23rd on all Disney ships, with the exception being the Disney Magic, which begins this new protocol on November 7th. So those key dates again are September 23rd. So no further COVID testing, September 23rd for all Disney ships, with the exception of the Disney Magic, which is November 7th. What are your thoughts here? Like, I have mixed feelings. We were doing the testing. Obviously, we all had to be vaccinated to cruise. And Jen, I know, you're coming up on your first Disney cruise. But we all came back, many of us came back with COVID. So Jenny, I know,
Yeah, I mean, so like for us, right, we just got off the Fantasy a few week couple weeks ago, so we still fell into you had to be vaccinated. If you were at an age to be eligible for vaccination, you had to be vaccinated and you had to test before getting to the port. But once you were on board, there was no other testing. So
Right.
I was actually talking to a friend of mine, and it's a really good theory. You get off the ship or people get off the ship at these different ports during the sailing and they're catching it and bringing it on board. So based on my personal experience,
It wasn't a fail-safe, in my opinion.
right, once, I mean, even with them taking away the testing ahead of time, I mean, there's still the chance of, either way you're can catch it because people get off the ship at these different ports and different countries, and you know what I mean?
That, or even, say you test 3 days before boarding, and then, the day before, you're exposed, but you're getting on board. So,
And
I
you
mean,
might not have symptoms yet. It's a chance, right? It's a
So I
gamble,
understand them,
but
doing away with the testing, to be honest.
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't gone as far as other cruise lines. I know Royal just announced you don't have to be vaccinated to sail with Royal, and some other
Right.
lines are following suit. So I think Disney continues to be a little more
Very
strict.
I agree.
Yeah, more conservative, that's a good way to put it. But to your point, right, like I got COVID on a cruise when masking was still required. So I think it's if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. The only thing I worry about is I would like to think everyone is honest and thoughtful of others. But I do wonder if, there will be definitely in the minority, but a handful of people who know they're positive but don't want to miss their trip. And so, that's a risk I think that now we're open to that we weren't
Very
necessarily
true.
before.
Very true.
All right. So I'm going to talk about Disneyland for a little bit. I don't know if you guys heard, but Disneyland announced the return of their holiday season. So it is November 11th through January 8th. So you have a pretty healthy window to get there. And it will transform into the merriest place on earth. So they have a lot of different things going on out there. At Disney California Adventure, they are going to have obviously holiday decor. They have a 50-foot tree out on Buena Vista Boulevard. And then they have almost, I would relate it to, if you guys just know Disney World, it's like a mini Epcot festival. So they have a little bit of a food festival going on with unique food and beverage offerings that are specific to the holidays. They, in Cars Land, they do an automotive holiday embellishment, which I'm sure is very cute. And then World of Color changes over to the holiday version, which is Season of Light, featuring holiday magic. They have, it's part of that food festival. It's called Disney Festival of Holidays, and it's also live entertainment. And they're celebrating Christmas, Diwali, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Three Kings Day. And they have all kinds of marketplaces there. There's also a nightly holiday concert in Paradise Gardens Park. And then a Mickey's Happy Holidays procession with Disney and Pixar characters. And then, of course, Santa Claus is in the park as well. Over to Cars Land, just to be a little more specific, they have two overlays there. So Luigi's is Luigi's Joy to the World. And then Mater's is Mater's Jingle Jamboree. So very cute. And then across the street at Disneyland, they'll have a little bit of bigger Christmas tree. So there's a 60 feet tall. It's on Main Street. And then they'll have the twinkling lights on Sleeping Beauty's castle. I haven't seen that. I think it's probably going to look like what the Frozen lights looked like at Disney World. They have characters in holiday attire and a Christmas fantasy parade. And then in the evening, their fireworks show will switch over to Believe in Holiday Magic. They're going to feature Snowfall on Main Street. So if you are a big fan of snow soap, that is a great place to see it. And then they will do projections not only on the castle, but also on the facade of It's a Small World. There's a dance party in Tomorrowland with Goofy, Pluto, and Chip and Dale. And then there is a Small World holiday overlay in Disneyland, as well as the continuation of the Haunted Mansion Nightmare Before Christmas overlay. So that one they do for our Halloween, but they keep it going through Christmas. And then Disney resorts there at Disneyland and Downtown Disney will have decor and trees as well. But a lot going on. I feel like, especially if you're used to a Walt Disney World Christmas party, sounds like they have a lot of the similar offerings just for regular park guests over at Disneyland. So that may be something people want to check out.
Yeah, that felt pretty amazing.
It does.
And I was going to ask you if that was a party or if that was day-to-day operations during the holiday.
It's just part of their holiday season.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
amazing.
Sounds pretty great. Yeah.
I wonder, do they get as busy during the holidays out there as they do in Disney World? Like, do you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We've done Halloween time out there, and people in California love Halloween. So that was a little wild, but I think it's probably similar to Disney World, just with especially those weeks between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah. Just curious.
But lots going on if you're headed that way.
Yeah. Kind of wish we could just transport Disneyland a little bit closer.
I know, right?
Just get on a plane, Cassandra. Just get on a plane.
I'll hold your hand. I told you.
Yeah.
So switching back to the East Coast, in Disney World, the much anticipated Tron ride has started testing with live people. So previously it was seen doing some test runs with the dummies, like crash test dummies and things like that. But now they've actually had real people on it, I don't think it's part guess. I don't think like there was lucky few selected from the crowd. It was like, engineers, think Imagineers, things like that. But no official date has been announced yet as to when Tron's opening. There's speculation that it could happen later this year because of the holiday crowd. But then other people are speculating Disney might actually wait until after the first of the year to open Tron, just to have that final quarter kick leading to the end of the 50th anniversary celebration. So both theories do make a lot of sense to me. I'm not sure which way it would go, but the D23 Expo, it's coming up. It starts September 9th, and the overall assumption is during the expo, they'll probably announce when they plan on opening Tron. But very exciting because it's obviously getting near completion if they're putting live people on there to test it out. So if it's
Right.
something you're looking forward to, it's coming up soon.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm wondering just based on, going around with the people mover, like obviously I've seen the shell, but like the exterior landscaping and stuff, do we think that they would actually have that ready in time for, I don't know, by the end of the year? That's where, I'm not so sure.
I
I'm going
don't
to
know.
say beginning of the year, beginning of next year.
My thought is beginning of next year just because of that theory about the end of the 50th celebration and kind of wanting one final thing to take it out with. But I don't know. Good point about the landscaping. They are able, though, to put all those Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations and stuff up like overnight. So
Right.
they
Very
could
true.
have
And
everything ready to go. They just haven't put it out yet.
I think I also saw earlier today as I was scrolling Facebook that they saw the train being tested. So if they can test that train. So that's yeah. I'm thinking first of the year for Tron. So sorry, Jenny. Moving on to my story. I'm gonna talk about Disney Plus Day. So if you are local or at Walt Disney World or Disneyland on September 8th and are a Disney Plus subscriber, plan to hit the parks. On September 8th, Walt Disney World and Disneyland will open to Disney Plus subscribers and their travel party 30 minutes before the regular park opening time. Guests who are staying on site will be able to get in an hour early. So I think that that's a pretty big plus right there. So on Disney Plus Day in the parks, there, you have early entry, you're going to have photo ops, there's going to be special treat offerings, special character sightings. But if you are not local or you're not going to be there during that time frame and you're stuck at home, check out Disney Plus. They're going to be uploading or unveiling a few new shows, a few new movies. And so some of those are live action Pinocchio. And I think is it Tom Hanks as Geppetto?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yes. So live action Pinocchio, Thor, Love and Thunder. I'm really looking forward to that one. It was great in theaters. And they're also including the making of Thor, Love and Thunder. They also have a few shows, Frozen and Frozen 2 Sing Along. I think there's a Cars one, a Marvel one. So quite a few new shows coming to Disney Plus on Disney Plus Day, September 8th, the day before Cumi and Jenny.
D23 Expo.
Thank you. Thank you. I froze. D23, September 9th. So.
Very cool.
That's what I got.
Right. So I want to talk about Run Disney a little bit. So springtime surprise announcements and registration all happened since our last show. But I wanted to touch on that because there are still some spots open. So, Springtime Surprise is one of the four events that Run Disney does annually. They do an event that coincides with Wine and Dine in early November, and then they do Marathon, weekend in January and the Princess Half Marathon weekend in February. And then Springtime Surprise used to be Star Wars Race weekend, but is now Springtime Surprise. So it's a different theme every year. And this is the second year. So this year it has a Pixar theme, and the 5K will be Cars. The 10K will be Monsters, Inc. And then the 10 miler is Toy Story. And then there's a challenge if you want to do all three. And I believe that challenge medal is Finding Dory. I will tell you, I had a moment of weakness and I signed up for the challenge. So we'll see how that goes. But as of recording, both the 10 miler and the sunrise yoga option are still available if anyone's interested. And I'll say, you don't have to be a hardcore runner or hardcore athlete to do a Run Disney event. They're a great entry into that sport. And it's just a really supportive community and just a really fun time. So, and the 5K and 10K are showing full right now, but sometimes slots will open up. So if that's something that you're interested in, just keep checking. It may come open, it may not. There's also a virtual option for all the distances, and those are all still available for registration as well. So everything registration-wise went pretty smooth from what I saw. I know Marathon Weekend was a debacle this year, but they seem to have gotten it together. And, you know, Princess and now Springtime Surprise went pretty smoothly for most people. So excited to see what they do with those themes. And next race that will be open will be that Wine and Dine for 2023. And registration for that won't be until probably March of next year. So we'll go a long time without any Run Disney updates.
Very awesome. Cool. Those races are a lot of fun. I did the Disney Princess 5K a couple years ago, and the energy that they put out there before the race, during the race, I mean, it's incredible. It really is. So
I tried talking to you into running Princess with me, Jenny. You turned me down.
I did.
I had a moment of, you know,
We had the villa booked.
We did have the villa booked. And I was like, you know what? I'm a virtual kind of girl.
Well, there's always next year.
Yes. So, you know, but
I think we should do a Royal Court Review Run Disney race. We could make like our own little team and dress like princesses.
Let's do it.
That's a cute idea, actually.
I like that. Maybe not next year, since it's all, it sounds like a lot of it's booked up, but the year after. We got a year to get ourselves in shape.
All right.
So moving on, the Walt Disney Railroad has been seen as testing. Now, this has been closed for a couple years now, and they've been, you know, messing with the track area for the Tron. But now that Tron looks like it's finishing up, now the track must be ready for the railroad. So very excited about that. It's just a nice, relaxing, fun little ride, like to go. And we like to circle the park, and you can get off in Fantasyland or Frontierland. And they got little things set up if you haven't done it before, like as you're going through, kind of behind the scenes, like little different, statues and things set up. So it's fun. It's nice to see it come back.
We've never done it, so we're looking forward to it. I know, shocker. You know, Cassandra's never ridden the Disney Railroad. Yep. We'll definitely add that to the list when they open it back up. So looking forward to that. So the last addition that I have to the news story is the Genie Plus banner update. So if you're familiar with Genie Plus, there's kind of a love-hate relationship there. We've tested it out a few times. I've personally had success with it, but only in Magic Kingdom. I've not tried it elsewhere. But where it got confusing, or, you know, where part of the frustration was setting an alarm on your phone for every 2 hours so that you would know when to go back and pick up your next individual lightning lane ride. So now a new banner has appeared at the top of My Disney Experience tip board, letting guests know when they can next book a Lightning Lane selection. With Genie Plus at Walt Disney World, guests can book a Lightning Lane reservation every 2 hours or after using their previous Lightning Lane reservation. The banner is now going to let guests know when they can book their next Lightning Lane reservation so that you don't have to keep track of how much time has passed. If the banner reads now, you can book another Lightning Lane. And if it says a time, like 2:20, that's when you know that you can go in and select that. But before that, it was like, oh, I just booked this at 9:30. Let me count. Okay, I can go back in at 11:30. Let me set my alarm, because otherwise, not that you would miss a window, but you would miss an opportunity to take in as many rides utilizing the Genie Plus as possible. So I think that's a nice addition to that app offering. Yeah. So
speaking of technology revisions or additions, slight change for our park reservations. You can now modify an existing park reservation to a different park if there's availability without having to cancel and then rebook. So it used to be it was like the stress-inducing situation if you wanted to change days and you saw availability, but then you had what you had and then hope it showed back up for availability at the new park. Now you can modify. So I think that's a huge improvement.
Yeah.
And I think you can also make park reservations for up to 30 people in your party at a time. And it's across all ticket types. So if you're an annual pass holder and you are going with offsite guests, you used to have to book those separately. But now, as long as you're linked in My Disney Experience, you should be able to do everything at the same time altogether. So good enhancements,
That's good. Yeah. So I don't know if you know this, but like if I was an annual pass holder and then I was, you know, I had guests that were offsite, if we were connected in friends and family, could I have made those for them, or would they have had to go in themselves and make it? And does that eliminate, you know what I mean? Like, but now I can go in there and just make everything across the board.
You can make everybody across the board.
You know, if somebody's on site, annual pass holder, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah. You know, because next July we may have 30 people in tow and have to make park reservations at one time.
Well, last time we had about 60, so hopefully we'll break that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Should we put a plug out there for Epcot?
Family Vacation 2. Yep. So July 8th through July 15th, many of us that are within the Epcot group that listen to the WDW review are going to be heading down to Walt Disney World, and this is going to be the second family vacation. We did this last year, last July, but we're just going to spend time hanging out with friends within our community. We're going to ensure that we do meetups that are not necessarily all in the parks, so that if you're, you know, just want to do a resort only stay, we can meet up then as well. You don't have to be there the entire time. And we just had such a wonderful time last year. And we really do have such a special group within our Epcot community. They're not just friends, you know, I know it's gimmicky, but they're not just friends or family. I mean, it really was a great time and a highlight of my year. So we are very looking forward to next July. So if you listen and, you know, you feel like, hey, these are cool peoples, come join us.
We really are fun.
Yeah. And I'll say, go ahead, Jenny.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, no pressure either, right? Like, you know, if there's 10 meetups scheduled and you just kind of want to test the water and go to one or two, that's cool. You know, you don't have to go to everything.
Right. I'm sure everybody's not going to be able to make everything, you know, some people. So you're allowed to have your own vacation, how you plan it. If it coincides with Family Vacation 2, then, and you just want to drop in to say hi, please do. So just join the Epcot Facebook page, and then we can direct you to the Family Vacation Facebook page. So that's where we're making all of our planning.
Yeah. And really, everybody is welcome. You definitely don't have to be like a Patreon member for WW Review to participate or be super active in the Facebook group. I think, Jenny, I think Family Vacation One's where I first met you and really got to know you. So it's just a great opportunity if you're interested. We had a great time, and it is a great and welcoming community. So I would encourage anybody thinking about it to join us, even if it's just for one event.
So let's see, Jen, did
All
you
right.
have a final news story?
Now, I think I'm tapped out on the news, guys. I just,
Me too.
something crazy will probably happen tomorrow, but that's what I got.
The only thing I had, and speaking of crazy, on Saturday, the water fountain outside the Lime Garage in Disney Springs, there was a shirtless man. He was wearing binoculars, and a giant surfboard just hanging out in the fountain. No idea
With a
why,
surfboard.
with his surfboard and his binoculars. Security had a friendly little chat with him. I have not seen any follow-up to explain why he was there, what the purpose was, but
Well, Ron John surf shop's right there. So,
it is. But he was in the fountain.
He was in the fountain.
He was inside the fountain. What
So
does
is that crazier, or was it when Disney Springs first reopened and we were cooking hot dogs outside of Raglan Road with our own personal grill?
I forgot about that story. You never know what you're going to get in Disney
I
Springs.
know.
You
Yeah.
never know. You just
Yeah. And
don't.
Disney Springs is free, you know?
Yeah. Like the people watching alone is worth the experience.
It is. Just, walk around, get a snack. You'll be fully entertained. Just don't wait in line for the pretzels.
Don't wait in line for the pretzels, y'all. It took us 45 minutes to get Wetzel's pretzels. I don't know why.
They
I
were
mean,
really good, though.
they were really good, but we
They
only had
better have
like,
been fresh.
well, there were only like five people ahead of us in line,
But it
and it
took
took 45
45
minutes. But fortunately, we were off to the side
minutes.
of the stage show in Disney Springs, where World of Disney is, so they were like a live, like Puerto Rican band. It was pretty energizing. I mean,
Was. It
the
was a good
ladies in front
time.
of us had a good time. Yeah. So,
All right.
all right.
Well, if that's all for today, I think we will sign off. So, wishing everybody a great day and bibbidi bobbidi boo from us to you. Thank you all for listening. Bye,
Bye, everyone.
everyone.
Bye.